Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Chaf Gimel, and we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Shavuos, Shavuos Shtayim, which we are continuing to discuss the various permutations of Shavuos in the future and Shavuos in the past. And the Mishnah discussed yesterday that towards the end of the daf, what about if a person takes a Shavua that he will not eat, and he eats and he drinks? Drinking and eating, that is the part of the discussion of today's shiur. What exactly is the relationship between eating and drinking? We know on Yom Kippur, for example, that eating and drinking are considered one iser, even though they have separate shiurim, but out of the inuyim, right, it's not counted as a separate iser. But that might be for different reasons, because the only thing that the Torah says is a positive mitzvah of inuy. And included in that is eating and drinking, and maybe even the other inuyim. That's the machlokas we showed him between Baalei Tosfos and the Rambam, whether the other inuyim besides eating are daraisa. So if you say that all the other inuyim are daraisa also, then that does not tell us anything about the eating and the drinking, because everything is included. If we say that only eating and drinking are included, then that would be connected to our Gemara. But again, in every context in halacha, one would have to see whether you consider drinking as part of the category of eating or something separate. Okay, so that will come up as a Sheman related to today's daf. So we start with the Gemara. Right after the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Chiya bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Shvua shelo ochel, vishasa chayef. Right, the Mishnah spoke about a case, if somebody says, I swear that I will not eat, and that he eats and he drinks. How many shvuas is he chayef? Or if somebody swears that he will not eat and he will not drink, and that he eats and he drinks, then he's chayef too. What happens if somebody just swears that he won't eat and he only drinks? So is that a violation of the shvua? So Gemara says chayef, yes, that is a violation of the shvua. Even though he only said, I will not eat, and he just drinks, he's still chayef. He buys him a svara. Some say it's a svara, some say it's a pasik, right? Two different reasons why we would say this is true. Some say it's a svara, de amar le inish l'chavre, but svara here means, this is what people say. People say to their friend, nito midi, let's go eat something, let's go taste something, va'ayli, va'achli, v'shasu. They go in, and they go and have a drink. They eat and they drink. Somebody meets somebody outside their house. Come inside. Come have a bite. Come have a bite to eat. Right? Even though we say bite to eat, we give them something to drink also. So you see, people say one all-inclusive phrase, and that includes eating and drinking. So too, when a person makes that shvua, that is the svara. And also, there's a pasuk that includes shtia in achila. Let's just read the pasuk, and then we'll get to the continuation afterwards. The amar eish lakish minayin l'shtia shi bichlal achila. How do we know that drinking is included halachically in eating? Sheneemar v'yachalta l'fnei Hashem alokecha. Right, this was the pasuk that we've quoted in the past with many mitzvahs learned out from the same pasuk. You shall eat in Yerushalayim, in the place that Hashem has chosen, will rest his shechina, ma'aser, dagancha, v'siroshcha, v'yitzarecha, v'chulu. So you see in the pasuk that talks about eating, it mentions tirosh. Tirosh is, Gemara says, v'tirosh chamruhu, tirosh is wine. V'chsiv v'achalta. It says v'achalta, it includes wine, and that's how one knows, right? The dog on tirosh v'yitzhar, as has been mentioned in other contexts, is, what does that mean? So does it mean wine and oil, or even also grapes and olives? The Ramban has different deyos about that a la Torah, right? In the sugya of Trumas and Maestris, right? On a daraisa level, what is chayev and Trumas and Maestris? So we know the Rashi and Tosfos in a few different places in Shas always say, Trumas and Maestros are only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. That's it. That's what the Gemara says. Only grains and Tirosh and Yitzhar, wine and oil. The Ramban wonders, do we also say grapes and olives? Are those also included? But the simple understanding of Tirosh is wine, and that's the Raya here. The Rambam, if you remember, mentions that all fruit are daraisa. Vegetables are derabanan, yurakos, maisa yurak is derabanan, but all fruit is daraisa according to the Rambam. The Ravid has a daya in Masechet Bamitzia that maybe all shivas haminim are daraisa. Right, that says also a unique shita, trying to put together various gemaras, not just bikurim. Obviously bikurim is only shivas haminim, but all the Trumas and Maestros are included. Some other Rishonim say maybe Maestro Sheni is different, but those are the three main shitas that we have in the Rishonim. Okay, so that's Tirush. But getting back to our discussion of the Kra and the Svara, let's first focus on what's specifically here and then the general point. Tosfos here discusses, what do we need both for? Right, the Gemara asks this often. Yibayisei Makra, Yibayisei Masvara. Tosfos here says, what do you need both for? But which one should you have? So Machlokes, Rishonim here, well, why don't you just write A and leave over B? Tosfos first quotes a parallel that we have at the end of the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, right, the longest parak in Shas, there, Daf Lamed Hey, Gabi Koshi Eshton Bashchasa, Amar Hachi V'chemekam Makomos. V'teima asks Tosfos, Kivan Di'ika Svara Lama Li Kra. If you have the Svara, you don't need the Pasuk. And he quotes one of the two places in Shas where it says, Lama Li Kra Svarahu. Right? One of the two places is there in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis by Pesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitir. A woman comes to the city and says, hi, I'm divorced. We never knew she was married. So if she says, I'm divorced, and we believe her that she is single and she's able to get married. Right? That's Pesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitir. Related to the Sugya of Migu. Right? We're not going to get into that now. What the relationship is it a type of Migu or is it a different halachic mechanism? But either way, the Gemara there says, Lama Li Kra Svarahu. Who asra, who shari? So he asra, sir, he matra, sir. So what do you need a pasuk for? So he asked Tosfos here too. What do you need the pasuk for of shtiyah bechal achila? Just say it's the svara that people say, nito midi, v'ayli v'achli. Right, the other place that the Gemara mentions that is Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara discusses Hamotzi Bechaveiro Lav Araya. After quoting a pasuk, Mi Bal Dvarim, Yigash Alehem, Yagish Raya Alehem, the Gemara says, but it's a svara. Whoever's sick goes to the doctor. So whoever is owed money, he has the illness of not having his money. So then he has to go prove it. Hamotzi mechaveiro, alav araya. So he asks Tosfos, what do you need the pasuk for in our Gemara? Why don't you just say the svara? It's fascinating that the Rashba asks the same question, but exactly the opposite. The Rashba says, v'yim tomar, v'od svara lakra. Just say the pasuk. You don't need the pasuk. You don't need the svara. V'od svara lakra. Right, so that's the, playing on the words of a Gemara, elsewhere. So, how do you answer this question? Which one is extra? You don't need both. What does the Rashba do with the other Gemaras of Lama Li Kra Svarahu? Which we'll have to see in a minute. But either way, Tosfos answers, the Yesh L'chalek. Tosfos says, no, there are chilukim, there are distinctions. The Yesh Dvarim She'ein Hasvara Pshuta Kolkach. V'tzarech HaPasek Lashmi'enu Hasvara. Says Tosfos, there are Svaras and there are Svaras. What does that mean? There are Svaras and there are Svaras. So this we've touched on in the past. Maybe what Tosfos means is our discussion that we've had related to the Maseches Brachos. Right? Remember the Gemara Maseches Brachos in the beginning of the sixth parak has a maskana on Daf Lamed Hey that why do we say Birchas Hanehanin? Because Aser Lehanos Ba'olam Hazeh Min Olam Hazeh Below Bracha. Right? V'cholanenim Min Olam Hazeh Below Bracha Ma'al. So it's a violation of Me'ilah. So the Gemara there has a Svara for Birchas Hananin. Ask the Pnei Yoshua there. The Gemara, quoting the same Gemara as the Tosfos quoted, says the Gemara says that Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So why do we say Birchas Hananin or Durabanan if Svara is on the level of Daraisa? The Tosfos there discussed this a little bit also on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey. But either way, the Pnei Yoshua does not see any distinctions between Svara and Svara. And therefore, he says, Luli Dimistafina, if I wouldn't be nervous, I would say that Berchel and Anin are Daraisa. And this is a Din Daraisa against everyone else. And even so, I still could have the principle of Savi Brachos Lahakel, says the Pnei Yeshua, because of the risk factor of the Isra of Losisa, and Losisa Shem El Kechel Hashav. So you could still say, this part of the Din. Part of the Din is the bracha is only when there is a da'araisa vadai to say the bracha. Okay, but either way, that's the Pnei Yeshua. So how do you answer that, Kasha? Right, Svari is on the level of da'araisa. So how do you answer that? So the answer given by the Rebbe Yehuda discusses this, but Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher and Pashas Akev discusses this. There are Svaras and there are Svaras. There are different types of Svaras. There are purely logical Svaras that would work and would be given by any human being on the planet. You would ask them about Amosvei Chaver Olav Araya, Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitir. So those are obvious Svaras, and everybody would agree to those and understand that pure logic. But, and that's what the Gemara talks about elsewhere, the Lama Li Kra Svarahu, and that's the Svara that will be on the level of Daraisa. But, our Svara here, is this a, Tosfos is relating it. The Svara of, people say let's go eat and they also drink. Is that something that 100%? Is that on the same level as the other ones? Or, Birchas Hananin? If you ask the average non-Jew, they wouldn't say Berachas Hanenin is logical. They don't do it, right? They wouldn't. That's not part of their system. So says the reader from the Minchas Asher in Siman Tezvav in Dvarim. V'nir alachalek bein svar sichlis shel higayon tsaruf. Pure logic. Ethical logic of the heart. That doesn't have to be on the same level. There's so many details of brachos that are drabanan. Similar to tefila. Tefila is the concept is daraisa, but all the details are drabanan. Venera Ode, and then he says, Afim Svarazu Gemura, Bikomakom, Ein Bakoa Chasra Lachadish, Mitzvah Ala Adam. Even if you want to say it's a Svara, right, and this is a giant step that the Pnei Yeshua takes, even if you want to say it's a Svara, Tvi Mechadish, a Mitzvah based on a Svara, Tvi Mechadish, a Din based on a Svara. Right, a Mitzvah, Chevre Lava Raya, and a Pesha Asar are Dinim, they're Halachas. They're not Mitzvos that we have to do, that we have to fulfill. And the Pnei Yeshua is suggesting that it's a Daraisa. Which Mitzvah is it included in? Right, if it's a daraisa, right? So that's a chiddush. Okay, but either way, that's the Minchas Asher. Maybe part of what's behind Tosfos's answer of yish svaras yish svaras. What about the Rashba? The Rashba who asked the opposite question. The Rashba would say, "What do you need the svara for? It's a pasuk." Maybe his mentality in asking that question, right? Why doesn't he ask the other? The Gemara asked the exact opposite question. The answer could be that there are svaras and there are svaras. That's why the Rashba himself knows that the Gemara asked Lamali Kara Svarahu, and it's asked the opposite question. Because this svara is not as strong. This svara is what we might call just more of Minag Bnei Adam. So Vim Tor Va'ot Svara Lakrav, so the Rashba says they build on each other. Tahachi Ka'amar. Iba Yisem Akrav. Iba Yisem. You might say it's a pasuk. But then it says, and what happens if you say that Shavuos go by Lashon Bnei Adam? That's the potential Vim Chitema. The answer is also by Lashon Bnei Adam. V'im tomar b'nidram halakachar lashem b'nei adam, ha'ika svara, da lashem b'nei adam, nami, kachu, tomar le'inish l'chavre, nitom, midi, va'azli, v'shasu. So that is v'logas, right, that's the gemara. Fine. And then there's a long footnote here in the Rashba that goes into some of the lumdis when we say that shtia is b'chlal achila. Does that mean it's mamish achila or it's ki achila? It's similar to and enough included in the category, or in mamish is, then there's no difference between them. And shtia is halachically called achila. How tight do you have that connection? And he has many different nafkaminas in the sugya. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara here says, that shtia is bacha achila. And what was the pasuk? The pasuk was from here, Dvarim Perek Yudalad, that the Torah says, you shall eat all of these items in Yerushalayim. And all the items are included, Maaser Sheni, and Bikurim, and Kachik Kalim, and Kachik Kachim, Maaser Dagoncha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarecha. The last time we had this was the end of Makos, right? We had a whole Amud that discussed all of the mitzvahs learned out from this pasuk. So Tirosh is wine, and it says V'yachalta. It says the Gemara, V'dilma al yedei anigron. Maybe it doesn't mean wine, plain. Maybe it means as an ingredient in a dish that's food. And that's why it says V'achalta. The Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Anigron Maya de Silki. Anigron is beet juice. Ach Sigaron Maya de Kulu Silki. Right? That's some other type of, juice or soup from other vegetables. So maybe that's what it's including here. So maybe there's no raya that shti is bechal achila. Maybe this wine is just one ingredient in the food of Anigron. So no raya. We'll get back to that. El Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Mehacha. So different pasuk. You see, take the money, Maaser Sheni money, into Yerushalayim and buy whatever you want to eat, right? And what do you see in there? Yayin and Shechar, Yayin Chamrehu, Viksiv V'yachalta. It also says V'yachalta in that context, right? The Gemara says Dilma Hakanamei Dei Anigron. Maybe it's also talking about a mixture. Gemara answers no Shechar Ksiv Midi Demeshacher. Right, yayin and shechar, right, it's meaty, something that intoxicates. Food with a little bit of wine in it is not going to do that job. Rashi here says, a little differently, derech shechrus. The way that a person gets intoxicated is usually by drinking, right? Not by eating, and therefore, you know, it's not an ingredient, but it is included in just wine, and it is included in achila. V'dilma dveila keilis, maybe it's some type of other food that causes certain type of intoxication. Dveila keilis d'tanya. Achal dveila keilis v'shasa dvash v'chalav. If somebody eats these types of dates or drinks honey or milk, which maybe proves that honey is called a mashke, dvash. V'nichas l'migdash, or which dvash, right? Dvash tamarim is what the Torah is talking about. V'nichas l'migdash, v'avad chayev. What if a kohen does the avoda after partaking of these items? Chayev. That's going to ruin the avoda. So you see that there are other items that also intoxicate. So maybe that's what it's referring to. So Ella, and it's food, right? And then we're back. We again reject the proof. Ella gomar shechar shechar minazir gzereshava. That's the maskana. Malahalan yayin afkan yayin. Just like shechar by nazir means a liquid and drinking, so to hear means a liquid, and it's called viachalta, and therefore we know shtia is bichlal achila. A couple of points. How exactly does milk or honey, you know, cause problems? Milk? The Me'iri Air here adds in one word, Mishabshim Hadas. It's not that it intoxicates in the same way that wine does, but it makes a person's das heavy, you know, difficult to focus. Rashi and Ksubis uses the Lashon of Tordato Daito. He gets Tirif Hadas after eating certain sweets. You know, that's not, he's not total, he doesn't have full clarity. So it's not the same as beer or wine, but it does cause a certain type of not having clarity of thought, and therefore the Kohen cannot do the avoda in that context. Right? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, discusses this. The Rambam, has in Sefer Avoda, that we discussed in the past, the structure of various Sfarim. So every Sefer should be looked at. Sefer Tara, we did a few weeks ago. Sefer Avoda. Rambam starts off with describing the Beis HaMikdash. Before you know what to do, you have to know what it is. So Rambam starts off, Hilchas Beis HaMechira, and then Hilchas Klei HaMikdash V'Ha'ovdimbo. First two sections, right? The Beis HaMikdash and everything in it, right? The structure. It's interesting that it's exactly the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi puts Midos at the end of the Seder Kachim. But that might be because the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi starts off with the longer Masechtas and gets shorter as he goes to the end of each Seder, right, for educational purposes. Get the long ones done first. Okay, but either way, conceptually, the Rambam does the opposite. The Rambam puts the structure first, Beis HaBechira and Klei HaMikdash. And then what's the first thing you do? Coming into the Beis HaMikdash, coming into Duli Avodah, that's Hilchas Bias Mikdash, right? That's what we're about to look in now. And then you have all the halachas relating to the karbanas themselves, what you're allowed to bring. Isurei mizbeach, what are you not allowed to bring? And then you get into the actual avoda. Maaser karbanas, tefillin musafin, psuli hamikdashim. And then at the end, after all the daily, avodas yom kippurim, that's also in Sefer Avoda, and hilchos me'ila. Right? That is all the nine sets of halachas that are in Sefer Avoda. So the Rambam, the first halachas in Hilchos Bias Mikdash is shtuya yayin, right here, our context. Kol kohen akasher lavoda, im shasa yayin, aser lo likanis v'na mizbeach v'lofnim. Any kohen, if he drank wine, right, not if he's drunk, if he drank wine, he's allowed to go v'na mizbeach v'lofnim. V'im nichlas v'yavar avodaso psula v'chayiv misa v'dei shamayim. Shenemar v'loso musu, right, we learned that from Nadav and Aviyu. V'hu she yishte revias yayin chayiv v'basachas miyayin she'avar lo v'arbam yom, v'chayin v'chuli, continues all the details of drinking. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, that's what's important for us now. Hayashikar mishar hamishachrin. What if he drank something else that intoxicates? Not wine. Maybe he had a dvash ke'ilis, right? Maybe he had some chalav, dvela ke'ilis, dvash v'chalav. The Rambam says, asur likanis l'mikdash. You're also not allowed to go into the base of Migdash. V'im nichlas v'avad v'ushikar mishar hamishachrin. Afilu min hachalav o min hadvela. Middle ground, right? It's an Issa Daraisa with Malkus, but the Avoda is Kshera. She'ein chayav et misa ela al hayayin b'shas ha'avoda, ve'in mechal ha'avoda ela shikar min yayin. Only drunk from wine is possible the Avoda, and only chayav misa when if somebody drinks wine, b'shas ha'avoda. If he just goes into the Beis HaMikdash drunk, even from the other items, so then, or even from wine, but including the other items, he's going to get Malkus Daraisa, but the Avodah is going to be kosher. And the Kesef Mishnah and the others wonder here who the Rambam is passing like. Bunch of different Gemaras. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, right? It's different, not exactly clear who the Rambam passing is like. You can't just look at our Gemara, but either way, that's other Meshacharin in the context. But again, the Maskan of our Gemara is that wine in the Pasuk is talking about liquid because it's the Gzira Shava from Nazir, and we then have the Makar that Shtia is Bechlau Achila. The interesting say Meshachachma. The Meshachachma in the beginning of Parshas Vayera notes that Avram Avinu, when he invites the Malachim in, he says, V'yecha paslechem v'sa'adu lebchem v'yachar ta'avoru. I'll get you some bread, and then you'll go, then you'll leave. Al derech hawatza. So it says, I'm saying this, but it's just a remez. I don't think it's really the pshat. But aderech halatza, there's a shita of the Yireim. The Yireim holds that one is not chayev to bench mida araisa until one eats and drinks. Not just satiation, achila, but achila boshia eno chayev aberchas amazon. Right? That is the shita of the Yireim. Why? Because the Yireim says in mitzvah reish nun gimel, achrei dekayim malak rabbi meir, damar kizayis daraisa, bipsik rabak hilchus, imkein kaima v'savata. Oh, so if you say, because he paskins like the shita that kezayis is daraisa, not like what we paskin. But if you say is kezayis is daraisa, say after v'yachalta, you're done. What's v'savata? Zushtia. That's the Yireim's, Yireim Rav Azmi Metz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. That's his makar. V'lo mechayev daraisa, el emkein yishte, im hu tzarech l'shtia. Avalam eino tzarech l'shtia, lo arminen shi yishte shelo l'te avon. Hilka cha'ochel amacherim she'achlu... Vishasu, vuhu achal vesorach lishtia velo shasa, lo yachal miftar achayim, shachlo vishasu yechavasan, diyu machayim yirabanan, vidim midaraisa. Anyway, but you need shtia. So the Meshach Chachma says maybe that's the illusion here, that Avram Avinu is only going to give them to eat, not to drink, so they're not going to have to bench. Lachain Amar, right, Avram Avinu telling them to thank the Borei Olam. Shelo etin lachem rak lechem lecho velo shtia, velachain achar, samuch tekef tavoru, shelo tesarach levarachu. Okay, classic Meshach Chachma, putting in a chazal into the psukim themselves. Good. So that is the maskana of our point. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll come back. I want to talk about Ikra V'Tafel a little bit. But Amar Rava, let's just do the other brisa that relates. Amar Rava, Afanana Mitanina. We also learned in our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah, doesn't our Mishnah prove that Shtia is Bechlal Achila? Why, what did our Mishnah say? Shvua Shalom Ochel V'Achal V'Shasa. So he makes a Shvua that he won't eat, and then he does both. He eats and drinks, Eino Chayev Al-Achas. It's your Chayev 1. So doesn't that show that Shtia is Bechlal Achila? Why? Iyamer Bishlam Shtia Bechlal Achila. If you say that Shtia is in the world of Achila, then you understand what the Mishnah is trying to tell me. It's Shrechle Latan Alash Me'inan, Deino Chayev Al-Achas. So Mishnah is teaching me that you're chayev one. If you make a shvua not to eat, and you eat and drink, that is chayev one. Ela'i amit shtia la bechlal achila. But if shtia is not bechlal achila, then what's the chiddush? Shvua shela ochel v'achal v'asa malacha. Mi yitzrach lashmina deno chayev alachas. But if somebody makes a shvua, they're not going to eat. And then they eat, and then they do exercise. Is there a chiddush to say that they're chayev one? No! What does exercise have to do with anything? So too in our Mishnah, if drinking had nothing to do with it, then what would be the point of the Mishnah? What would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? It would be just like saying that if he eats and does malacha, so then he's chayev one. Of course, what does malacha have to do with anything? So what does drinking have to do with anything? Ah, it must be that. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That drinking has to do with it, but drinking is included in achila. So isn't our Mishnah a raya also to Rabbi Chiya bar Avin in the name of Shmuel, that if somebody swears that he won't eat and he just drinks, he's chayev. Right? That was Shmuel's din that we're trying to prove. So the Gemara says, that was Rava. Our Mishnah is a Raya. Says Abaya back to Rava. Baya and Rava. Amaleira Abaya. Elamai. Shtia Bechal Achila. So what? So that's what you're saying? That our Mishnah is a Raya, that Shtia is Bechal Achila, and therefore it's a Raya to Shmuel. Ema Seifa. Bored by the next line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah, fine. I swear I won't eat, and then he eats and drinks. He's Chayav 1. What about the next line? Ema Seifa. Shvua Shelo Ochel Vishelo Eshte. You take two Shvuas. Or two parts of a shvua. V'achal v'shasa chayiv shtayim. The next line of the Mishnah said, if you take a shvua not to eat, not to drink, then you'd be chayiv two. One second. Kivan to amre shelo ochel, itzalei b'shtia. Right? When you say the first phrase of, I swear I will not eat, then drinking is included. Ki amar shalom eshte amai chayiv. So then why should he be chayiv too? The second one is just, he's already mushba. Ilo amar shalo eshte tre zimni mi mechayiv tarti. If you take a shvu, I won't eat, drink twice. Are you chayiv too? No. Once it's usser, it's usser. So too, if we're saying that drinking is exactly included in eating, so then we should say that, right, when you take the first shvuah of, I will not eat, then you're already both are included. So therefore, how could you be chayiv too? So Abaye says back, I don't think the Mishnah is a raya. I think the second line is a problem. Right? You see from the second line that maybe shtia is not included in achila. And again, what might be behind the shakla v'tarya is, you know, how much is it included in the category or is it exactly identified with? You know, how tight of a connection is it? That might be behind this machlokas Abaye and Rava. But Amar Le Abaye, Rava answers back, no. Rava answers back, I can defend myself. Hasam, over there in the Mishnah, de Amar Shalo Eshte, v'hadar Amar Shalo Ochel. It was the opposite order. Right, the opposite order of what the Mishnah said. First he said, I'm not gonna drink. So that only includes drinking. And then he says, I'm not gonna eat. Deshtia bechal achila isa, achila bechal shtia lesa. Drinking is included in eating, but not the opposite. And therefore, once he says drinking, fine. But once he says eating, so that's an isser, that includes more. Right? And therefore, once it includes more, right, it's one of the exceptions, is a kola, is a mosif, is a basachas, right, one of the exceptions. So therefore, shtia is also knocked in by the second shvua. So therefore, that's Rava's defense. The Mishnah in the second line is the opposite order. Says Abaya back, but wait a minute. Aval Omar Shvua Shalo Ochel. Vishalo Eshte, Viocha Vashasa Mai, and Achayva Lachas. But if you would do it in the order that the Mishnah had said, Ochel and Shasa, then you'd only be Chayav one? So why did the Mishnah say that? Say Yahi, Adatani Reisha Shvua Shalo Ochel. Viochel, Vishasa, Eno Chayva Lachas. So then, why in the first line of the Mishnah did it give the case where he says, I swear I won't eat, and then he eats and drinks, you only chayav one. Listeni, shvua shalo ochel v'shalo eshte, eno chayav alachas, v'kol shekei shalo ochel l'chudei. There's an even bigger chiddush. If you're going to tell me that if you did it in the order of the Mishnah, so then say that case. And say you only chayav one then, because once you say shalo ochel, shalo eshte is included. So once you say shalo eshte, that's not adding anything on, you'd only be chayav one. So why wouldn't the Mishnah have said that? So again, Abaya trying to reject the raya from the Mishnah. So Ella says the Gemara la'olam kidiktani. Really, it's as we have it in the Mishnah, right? We have achila and then we have shtiyah. Vishaini hacha. But the second line of the Mishnah is different. Why? Kivon to amar shalo ochel. V'hadar amar shalo eshte. Gali dai adaite tach achila to amar achila grei the sahi. The fact that he says Shalo Eshta right after he says Shalo Ochel means that he didn't mean that in the first place. You're right, halachically, there is an affinity and Shti is Bechal Achila, but if somebody's Megala with their words that they didn't mean it, so then obviously there's nothing to talk about. Right? If somebody says, right, it's not that it always means that, even in colloquial. Right? If somebody says, come, let me give you something to eat. And he goes inside and he only gives them something to eat, not to drink. So that's okay. He didn't lie. But like we said before, when people say that they give to drink, it doesn't mean always. It means it could be. But like here, in our case, where somebody says, I won't eat, and then says, I won't drink, then obviously he didn't mean I won't drink in the first place. He's megala his das with his second line, and therefore it is not, that's why the second line is not a problem, explains Rava. But the first line is still a raya, and therefore he defends the fact that the Mishnah is a, the Mishnah is a raya. Good. Let's just finish up and then we'll, go back. Amar Avashi, Mastizanami Deka. The Mishnah, later on in the Mishnah, also proves this. Also proves it. We've been focusing on the first two lines of the Mishnah. But now go a little further. Mastizanami Deka, Shvua Shalo Ochel, V'Ochel Ochlin She'en Ruyin Lachila. If somebody says, I swear I won't eat, and then he eats things that are not edible, Ein Ruyin Lachila. V'Shasa Mashkin She'en Ruyin Lashtia. And he drinks Mashkin that are not Roy, Patur. Haru'i and Chayef. But if he ate or drank things that are inedible, then he's potter. But if they would be ra'ui, then he'd be Chayef. V'yamai ha'shvua shalo ochel ka'amar. He just said shvua shalo ochel. So why would he be Chayef for drinking ra'ui shtia? It must be that shtia is included. So the Mishnah is also miduyak, like Rava. And the Gemara just knocks that out. Dilma da'amar tarti. Maybe there he said too, shvua shalo ochel, shvua shalo eshta. Okay, it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but maybe that's what was meant. So therefore there is no specific raya from the Mishnah. Good. The Ritva here wonders, what about the opposite? What if somebody makes a shvua? Yesh mistafkin im hu kein leinyan hanishba sheyochal vishasa shehu pater. Right, if somebody makes a shvua leinyan hanishba sheyochal vishasa shehu pater. Right, what did Rava say? Rava said the case of Shvua Shalo Ochel, I swear I won't eat, Vishasa, and he drinks, so he's going to be Chayef. But what happens if Hanishpa Sheyochel Vishasa, Shupater, he says, I'm not sure about, would you say it in the opposite case? That's the Ritva here on the Shtia Bichlal Achila Amrinan, but Achila Bichlal Shtia Lo Amrinan. Okay. Shemizem Alacha, did I bring it? No, I didn't bring it. He discusses this also in the name of Achronim, right? Is it Ka'achila Mamish or not Ka'achila Mamish? Right? That's his, is it a Ki, I'm sorry, did I not emphasize it? Yeah, it's the Kiyam Hashvua, meaning the Shmuel's case was if he swears, I won't eat, and he drinks. The Ritva's question is, what if he swears he will eat and he drinks? Is it the same thing? Would you say the same thing? You know, Lachari says the Loshna. Once you say it one way for the negative, it would be the same way for the positive as well. Okay, let's just go back for a moment to what we did up top, and that is the Anigron case. In a case we mentioned that wine, maybe when it says wine, it really means wine in a mixture. The Ritva here says, Pirish, umivarchin alav, after quoting all of these, anigron and achsigaron, umivarchin alehem bori prihadama. Umshvaminom, that anigron ikr. The possibility the Gemara brings up from all of these examples is that, of course it's wine, but what bracha would you make on the mixture? Or the vegetable case, the beet case, right? You'd make a hadama on the mixture. Right? This is a huge topic in Hilchas Brachas. When do you say shahakol? When do you say ha'etz or hadama? Juices versus soups. Is there a difference between the two? There are some very thick juices that you'd make a ha'etz on. There are some very liquidy soups that you'd make a shahakol on. And there are some thick soups that you'd make hadama on, right? All different, again, halacha l'maisa, very, crucial questions. And again, it's not always so clear. Not always so clear. And one has to, it might be different for different people eating the same item, right? Depending on what the reason they're eating it for. But that relates to the sugya of ikar v'tafel. We know the Mishnah Maseches Brachas is the source of this topic. The Mishnah Brachas in the fourth parak, in the sixth parak, on Daf Mem Dalid, where the Mishnah even says how bread in certain cases might be called tafel. Heviu lefana maliach tchila upas imo mevarach al maliach upoter as apas shapas tfeilalo. And the Gemara says, you ever have such a possibility? The Gemara talks says, yeah, you have very, very sweet fruit, and you have salt to counter the sweetness of the fruit, and then you have bread to counter the sweetness, the saltiness of the bread, of the salt. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah says, Zaklal, kol shehu iker v'imo tfeila, mivarech alo iker, upoter es atfeila. If you have iker v'tafel, you make a bracha on the iker. In our cases, on the beets, or on the whatever the main ingredient is, upoter as a tfeila, and yipater the tfeila. The question is asked by the Achronim, what exactly does that mean? Upoter as a tfeila. Right, the two major approaches of the Achronim, the two major approaches are, do we say, when I have cereal in the morning, and I make a mizonos on the cereal, and I do not make a bracha on the milk, why not? So the milk is tafel. So why is that? Is that the bracha on the cereal also works for the milk? Meaning it's tafel to the milk, to the cereal. And even though milk is usually shahakol, but once it's tafel to a mizonos, so then the mizonos of the ikur is poter, the milk, and I made a mizonos on the milk. And that's good enough. Because the milk is a tafel to the ikur, that's a mizonos. Is that how it works? Or the other approach is that no. Once something is tafel, then it doesn't get a bracha. The Rabbanan only were misakein brachos on ikur foods, not on tafel foods. Right? Tafel foods means in the context of the ikur. And therefore, I don't need a bracha on the milk. Not that the bracha of the ikur works for the bracha of the on the milk. Right? So those are two general approaches for the sugya of ikur and tafel. And there are many different nafkaminas. The Rishonim discuss. What happens if I'm going to eat ikur and tafel, but I eat the tafel before the ikur? Right, some of all the ikur. Sometimes kids, they pour in milk and then they have one of those sippy bowls. right? They have a bowl with a straw. So they're going to pour the milk in and the cereal in, but then before they even eat the cereal, they're going to drink up the milk. So it, the opposite, if we know the poskim say, if we have milk left over in the bowl afterwards, then you can just drink that up without making a separate bracha. That's just left over. But what about if I'm going to drink the milk first? Do I say a mezonos on that milk? Do I not make any bracha? Right, so the Maharach Arzarua, the son of the Arzarua, didn't have the case of the sippy bowls. But he had a case where they used to eat certain fruit seeds before the meal to wet the palate. Right, which they were going to eat during the meal as a tafel. Maharach Arzarua and Simon Lamaches. So he says, you say a shahakol on the seeds. Even though those seeds aren't supposed to get a shahakol if you eat them as a main meal. But there, because you're eating it as a tafel, so then it loses its ikar bracha, and you make a shahakol, which is a separate sugya. The bracha of shahakol is a different type of bracha than all the others. But this is the question. The Rama quotes this in some Rashiud base, right? It sounds like the specific bracha is really fulfilled later on. You make it a shahakol because of the hanasa gavra that you're going to get beforehand. But again, you might say, if there's no bracha on a tafel, right? Or do you say it's niftar with? So if it's niftar with, it's hard to say it's niftar with if you didn't make the bracha yet. But if you say there's no bracha that's required, so maybe you wouldn't need a bracha. And then maybe you just make a shahakol. That's considered no bracha in our context for our purposes. Again, there are many other nafgaminas as well. What if for some technical reason you wouldn't make the bracha on the ikur? Do you make a bracha on the tafel? Right? The Emek Bracha talks about that. What if you're not sure? Right? Does it apply to Birchas Bracha Achrona? The Kol Bo discusses. Does it apply to Birchas HaMitzvah? Hard to say that a mitzvah wouldn't be Mechayev a Bracha. The Yerushalmi in Avri Psachim discusses, you know, whether Ikar V'Tafel applies to Birchas HaMitzvos. So if you say that, then every Bracha, every mitzvah is going to need a Bracha. You can't say that, oh, they were only Misakein Brachos on Ikar Mitzvahs, not on Tafel Mitzvahs. That would be more difficult to say. But either way, this is a major discussion in the Poskim about Ikar V'Tafel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara 2 dots. Shua shalom ochel v'achal bas chitin v'chulu. Somebody swears that he will not eat, right? This is the next part of the Mishnah. And then they ate all different types of breads, wheat and barley and spelt, then they're only chayav one. But if he made a shua that I won't eat bread, wheat bread and barley bread and spelt bread, then he's chayav a shua on each one. That was the chilek. Says the Gemara, v'dilma, what he says, I won't eat all these breads. V'dilma lemiftar nafshe me'achranaisa ka'asi. Maybe he's not trying to make separate shvuas, but he's just trying to explicate what he's not going to be chayev on. He mentions all these just to emphasize that he's not going to be chayev for cornbread or rice bread. But he doesn't mean it to be specific shvuos. So the Gemara says, and Tosfos here wonders, but what do you need kavana to be motzi others? If you don't mention them, you're not going to be chayev. What's the havamin astosis? Bottom tosis. V'lo boil miftar nafshi me'achranaisa. Right? Ein libo le'asar atzmo ela be'elo aminim. What's the havamina? Right? That you would say that you'd have to exclude. So tosis says, mikol makom mitzvah legalos. La'olam lemiftar nafshi. It's a mitzvah to be clear. Not a mitzvah, but it's very good to be clear, says Tosfos. Right? You have to be clear to know, have your shvuas clear. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So how do you know it's meant to be separate shvuas? Maybe it just means to exclude others. Answer, Havila lemeimar, chitin sarin v'kusmin. You should have then said, without the word pas in front of each one. If you meant one shvua, you should have just said the word pas, chitin sarin kusmin. So that's the Gemara, v'dilma lakus. Maybe it is lakus to eat the raw. What does that mean? Rashi. V'doma lakus klomar. Rashi knows it's an unclear question. Klomar. I amar hachi, if he would have only said that without the word pas between each one, havi mashba shalo ye koseis chitim kvoshe. Maybe it will mean he just cannot eat raw wheat. But pas would be good. Right? If he didn't mention the words pas. V'doma lakus. So the Gemara says, no, David on the Mimar, pas, chidin sarim kusman. I might have said that before, but that's what the Gemara says. Maybe he shouldn't have mentioned the word pas. Why did he mention the word pas at all? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe he could have just mentioned it once. And then because he didn't mention it once, that's why it's meant to be separate shvuas. V'doma pas chidim lecho, sarim kusman lakus. Maybe the word pas is only going on the first word in his phrase. Chitim, but the other means raw. No, David on the Mimar, pas chitim, vishel sarim vishel kusman. Again, he could have said that if he meant one shvuah. Because he didn't say that. He said the word pas each time, so it means separate shuas. But maybe that would have meant tarov is a mixture. A wheat barley spelt bread, right, with all those dough, with all those grains in the same bread. Ema v'chein shal sa'or, v'chein shal kusman. Good, you could have said that. So Gemara is, again, pushing the fact that he could have said something else had he met only one shvua, and therefore, pas, lomali, shmamina, l'chalek. There's another way that he could have said it, it must be in l'chalek, and he meant each and every shvua. Good. Period. Next line. V'shua shlo eshte v'shasa, mashkin harbi, en ochayev ala achas. Chulu. But if he mentions each liquid, each mashke, as the Mishnah said, then he's going to be chayiv each one. So bishlama hasam da'armit miyatro le'paspas l'chiyuva. I understand by the previous line, what we were just talking about. The bread case, he mentions the word pas each time, so you understand why that's all separate shvuas. Ela hacha mai havi l'meimar. What should he have said? Right, there's different, there's no mashke this, mashke that. Tell me the miftar nafshe mi mashke nachridi kasi. Maybe when he says the lashon, remember back in the Mishnah, when he says the lashon of shalo eshte yayin shemen vidvash, maybe he's excluding orange juice. Maybe he's excluding others. So how do you know they're separate shvuas? And he'd be chayef for drinking each one. Maybe it's just to exclude others. So amar papa, hacha b'munachin lefan of askinan. They're all on the table in front of him. Shahayel olomar shvua shalo eshte elu. He could have just said, I'm not drinking these. Because he says more than that, it must be separate shvuas. V'delma elu hu delo shasina achrini shasina. No, but maybe that would have meant, I'm not allowed to drink these, but others I could drink. So he's not ossering a category. Only these on the table. That's what it would have meant. And he didn't want to say that. El damar shvua shlo shasina kegon elu. So maybe he means like these. V'delma kegon elu delo shasina batza meyachi v'tvei meyachi shasina. Maybe he means a quantity. Like this amount I don't want to drink. Less than more, I do want to drink. So again, that lashon would not have been good enough. Elaka going to Amar Shvua Shalo Eshte Mimin Elu. That's what he could have said if he only meant one category. From these types, this category. Vidilma Min Elu Hudelo Shasina Ha'inu Gufayu Shasina. Maybe that would have meant in this category, but these themselves would be okay. No. Ema Shalo Eshte Elu Uminaihu. He could have said that lashon. Because he didn't say that lashon, that's why we assume it means separate shvuas and not just to exclude other drinks. Answer number one. Or answer number two, Ravacha Breid Ravika Amar, Bimisarev Bochaveiro Askinan. Right, we had this once before in the Masechta. Right? The cases where his friend is like pushing him and trying to tell him, come have a drink with me. Damar lo bo v'shtei imi, yayin v'shemen v'dash. Come drink with me. Tehoilo lomar, shvua shalo eshte imcha. He should have just answered his friend, with you, I'm not drinking with you. Yayin shemen v'dash lamali, l'chayev achalachas v'achas. Why do I have to mention each one? To be mechayev on each and every one. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the case of misarhev bo chaveiro. Shulchan Aruch, it's an important simen in Choshe Mishpat, simen reish chaf ches. It's a simen of ona'az dvarim. A lot here, ona'az dvarim. Kishem sh'ona'a b'mekach u'memkar, kach ona'a b'dvarim. V'gdol ona'az dvarim y'ona'az mamon, the Gemara, it's even worse. Shezeh nitan li shavon, v'zeh lo nitan li shavon, zeh b'gubo v'zeh b'mamono, v'atzorgal ona'az dvarim ne'ena tamid, v'tzorach li zaher b'ona'az ishto, ona'az hager, and he quotes all the examples of ona'az dvarim. But one of them is right here. What happens if you know somebody's going to be away for Shabbos? And you want to invite them. Misarevbo. Come on. Misarevbo. Aser loramos b'nei adam b'mekach o memkar o lignov daitam. Kegon, he quotes, if there's a mum, if there's something wrong with the item. Lo yomar lo. Right, all of the, let's find the exact, sif. The Shulchan Aruch says, vav lignov das avrios b'dvarim shemares she'oseh b'shvilo v'ena oseh aser. Ketzad. Lo yisare b'chaveiro sheyisodimo v'yodeh she'eno soed. Or what if you know he's going to refuse? What if you know he doesn't eat out? You're not allowed to invite somebody if you know you're just doing it for the, to get them on your good side. Says the Sma, the dafka piyagavne la hafsirbo la harbo shelo kanagu da aser. Avala dabra bo pamachas ushtayim bo acholim imutter. Kiyadar ave. Im lo yidabra imokein yisbaza chadero. Shtaharoim shenichnas viyotse vein mechabdo lomar lo bo acholim I yobushu bebnei shiflu so. Right? If you have to, it's a balance. If you know he's going to say no, but still, you know, if you don't invite him, that he's going to feel bad, then you should invite him anyway. That's not called Gnevas Das, if you're doing it for him. Right? It's just a question of, if you know Mamish, that's not going to feel bad, he's not here, you're going to call him up. And you're going to invite him knowing that he's going to be away, that's a problem. Says the Sma, so again, it's a balance. It's a balance of doing the right thing and making sure that people get the right impression without being gonev das habrios. Again, important discussion. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah later on. Tainli chitim saorin v'kusmin sheishli biyadcha. Getting to the other world of Shavuos. Somebody says that I gave you wheat, barley, and spelt to watch for me. Can I please have it? Shavuos shein lecha biyadi klum. I swear I don't have anything. Right? What's the context of? Shavuos ha-pikadon. Shavuos ha-pikadon we'll learn a lot about later on in the Masechta. That's a case where I swear I have something of yours, and I swear I don't have it. Whether I'm guarding it, or I found it, or I stole it, whatever it is, I swear. And then it comes out that I actually swore falsely. Enochayv al-achas. In that case, you only chayv one. But shvuah shein lecha biyadi chitin zorn v'kusmin. But if I say, I swear I don't have any of these items and list them, chayv al-achas v'achas. That I'm chayv on each and every one. Three ashams. The asham, this is asham gezelos. Right? Shvuah because it is asham gezelos. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, afilu pruta mikula mitzarefes. Even a pruta from all of them is mitzaref. Right? If I'm only pachas b'shever pruta for each one and it's mitzaref, then Rabbi Yochanan says it could all combine to one karban asham. Pligi ba Rav Acha b'Ravina, and there's a machlok as Rav Acha and Ravina. What happens if somebody swears with a title and then mentions each one? I don't have anything. I don't have wheat. I don't have barley. I don't have spelt. Is that four or is that three? So, Chad Amar, Aprati Mechayiv, Aklali Lo Mechayiv. Right? Aprati, on the specific, on the details, on the Chidin Zor Kusmin, you're going to be Chayiv, but not on the Klal. What does that mean? So Rashi here explains. Look at Rashi. Pligi Ravacha Ravina. B'chayev akalachas v'achas temastisan. Ubid Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? But they all combine. Chad Amar, I'm reading Rashi. Mechayev aprat v'lo mechayev aklal. Klomar. Rashi knows there's a lot not in the Gemara, so we need to understand. Akalachas v'achas titzan b'mastisan. Shalosh ashamos hein v'lo arba. When it says you're chayev on each one, it's not the title line. You're only chayev on the three. Not four. The law amrinan shvuah she'in lecha biyadi chada shvuahi. That's not a separate one. V'chihader parash chitim sa'ar makusman lechalek harei arba. Ha law amrinan. Right? You don't say that. Ela shvuah she'in lecha biyadi apratikoi. It's referring to the following pratim. V'chiyamer ab yochanan pruta mikula mitztarefes areisha demasis nidmar. Really is referring to the resha, meaning the second case that talks about, mentions all the specifics. So the title line is not a separate karban, and therefore the other three are not going to be mitzaref. Rather, separate, three separate shvuas. And Rabbi Yochanan said they're all mitzaref, that's referring to the resha, where he says, shvu, I don't owe you anything. That's where they're mitzaref. Back to the Gemara now. The chadam raklali nami mechayiv. But the other opinion said, no, on the klal nami. Meaning when somebody says, I don't owe you anything, I don't owe you wheat, I don't owe you this, that's chayav four. So when Rabbi Yochanan and the Mishnah says, you can be mitzaref, so that's also referring to the seifa case. So that's over there, by the shua case. Hacha mai. Does Rav Acha and Ravina have the same machlokas in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, I swear I won't eat, and then he explains the details. Right? Rashi says, Hacha mai, right across from where we are. Mli pligi ba nami Rav Acha v'Ravina, b'mas nisan, l'chai v'dalid. Chada ashalo ochel, v'tlasa pirusha defrata. Right? When somebody says, I swear I won't eat, chitim sa'orin kusmin, is that three or is that four? How many shvuas is that? So amar Rava, hachi hashta. Wait a minute, says Rava. You can't compare. Hasa mechayev aklalo mechayev aprata. There you can be chayev on both. Tahai mishtava v'hadur mishtava mechayev tarti. Each time you swear, it's again denying having the person's item. So that's why you can be chayev on each and every one, on the klal and on the prat. Hacha isaka daitach isa bechlala. But here, once it's included in the first shvua, you're done. Aprati amay mechayev mushba v'yomehu. Right, so you can't compare the cases. There, every time a person swears, he doesn't have the person's item. That's a separate shvua. And therefore you can say you're chayav on the chalal and chayav on the prat. But over here, you can't say that. Here it's, once you're mushpah v'yomid, so then you can't accomplish anything more, and therefore you cannot compare the cases. Okay, so the question is not answered, or Rava rejects the comparison, you cannot compare the cases. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. And Hashem, again, the next two will be put up from the last cycle. Hashem will continue after, as we get back onto a regular post-Hanukkah schedule.